This is episode number 2258 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 26, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Ooh, I know what that's all about.
Ashton Kutcher is headed back to the basement with that 90s show.
The basement! Awesome!
What about Mila Kunis? I know. That's just a tease.
That's a tease?
Yeah.
Is that a tease?
We shot it. Ashton, who reprised his role as Michael Kelso, revealed, it's funny and it's weird. It was super nostalgic and really odd. Going back into the basement. and without the rapist.
Oh, yeah, without Danny Masterson. Yeah, he won't be there.
No.
He's not going to be anywhere. No. Although Scientology is trying to get him off. I read that this week. Church of Scientology is like asking the court to rethink their. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Stranger things have happened. Now, I look, Ashton Kutcher now in our world is such a really different guy than he played when he was on that 70s uh-huh. show. So now it's really hard for me to imagine him playing kind of the dumb dad or whatever he's going to
be. Oh, I can still see it, though.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Think so? Okay.
Yeah.
Is he still going to be, the hot dude? Is he going to be working a Walmart kind of job? I mean, what's the deal?
Well, he just said just going back to the set was weird, and then being around everyone is just bizarre. So premiering soon on Netflix, the show will also see the return of Ashton's real-life wife and her first kiss, Mila Kunis, as well as Mo.
So I wonder if they got together. I wonder.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out, yeah.
As well as most of the original That 70 Show's regulars.
Yeah. Again, no Danny Masterson.
No rapist.
Yeah. No.
Including Topher Grace.
And Laura Prepon.
Laura Prepon.
Yeah, love her.
And the show will be based on Topher and Laura's characters, Eric and Donna's kid.
Yeah, and the grandparents are still there. Kirkwood Smith,
yes.
Deborah Jo Rupp are going to be reprising their roles. I can't wait. That 90s show, I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome.
I will definitely tune in.
I think this is going to be better than Fuller House when it comes to, going down. What do we call this? It's not really a sequel. It's kind of like a continuation of the original series, almost,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a sequel.
No, not really. Yeah.
I would just call it a continuation. Yeah. Like Fuller House is a continuation. I don't know.
Can you imagine the scenes in the basement? They're all in their 30s now. They get around to Fez and Donna and to Kelso and Jackie. Oh, man. Can't wait.
Well, Wilmer Valderrama, he has done a lot of, he's matured.
He has.
And so, I'm curious to see what his character.
Well, and so
what his speech pattern is going to be in the whole bit.
This is the thing, because he actually was playing, I think they were really forcing his accent, and today I don't know how PC that is, but we'll see. I mean, whatever. But I can't wait. It's going to be great. Awesome. And I'm glad that Ashton Kutcher's doing it because, he's really the big guy that came out of that.
Yeah.
Out of everybody there, he was really the guy who ended up landing the biggest of them. Yeah. They all landed pretty well.
I think Ashton Kutcher probably has the biggest bank account.
Yes. There you go. In terms of bank accounts, that's the thing.
Followed by Mila Kunis.
Yes.
But with Mila Kunis, what's his is hers.
I was going to say. What's in your wallet?
Mila's probably the lucky one there.
Ashton's money.
Next season's host for Jeopardy has been announced.
Oh, really?
Who are Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings?
Oh, wow. No change. Okay. All right. I get it.
Well, there was a lot of speculation that Ken may be named permanent host, especially since some Jeopardy purists, they came after Mayim.
Yeah, they did, actually.
They did.
Yeah.
For her style, her clothes.
Yeah.
Her hair.
Yeah. Why does that matter? I don't know.
And especially for calling regular Jeopardy single Jeopardy.
Yeah, that was kind of like the cardinal sin. Because it's not single Jeopardy. It's just Jeopardy.
It's just Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy. Jack and Final Jeopardy. It's not Single Jeopardy, Double Jeopardy, and Triple Jeopardy.
She was trying to forge a path.
You know what? I think...
I like Brian Bjorn.
I do like her, and I'm not a big... I don't watch a lot of Jeopardy. I'll be honest with you. I've not watched any Jeopardy since Alex Trebek died.
Yeah.
And not because I don't want to. I just don't ever think about it. It's on at a time that's inconvenient for me.
Well, you know? I don't know any of the answers.
Well, that's also the other part. Feeling inferior when you watch the damn show.
Like, I can do better on Wheel of Fortune.
What is Lake Titicaca? I mean, I get that one all the time, but it's like... I know, right?
But crazy. Is it the actual right answer?
No, but no. That's the answer I give.
That's right.
It's like, it's going to be right once in a while.
Since November 2021, Ken and Mayim have been trading spots behind the hosting lectern after the death of, you know, Alex Trebek.
Yep.
And Mayim's negotiations had focused largely on availability as the new season of her Fox series, Call Me Cat, is set to produce more episodes next season.
Oh, wow. She's on.
Yeah, good for her.
Third season. Wow. Yeah. Have you watched any of that?
You know what? And the funny thing is I haven't, and because I forget about it because I always tell myself I want to watch it.
Yeah.
It looks really cute.
Yeah, it kind of looks like to me like it's a continuation of Blossom has grown up and is a 40-year-old frumpy woman that likes cats, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
What's
have
actually
a cat
kinda,
cafe and all.
Well,
I think
what's actually kind of cool about this is the second season,
18
episodes.
See, so they're getting closer to a full, what the networks at least used to call a full series order of 22.
Yeah, like a season, yeah.
Yeah, it was 22 episodes. So that's good. That's good. And it is, when you're doing a series like that, it's when it's on, it's a full week to produce one show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you do table reads on day one, and then by day five, you're shooting your second.
The real deal.
Yeah. Well, you know, good for them, I guess, and good for Jeopardy fans, I suppose. And if they don't like it, they'll let people know.
Well, we're back to pounding sand.
Yeah, right. Pound sand. With our apologies to Halle Berry, who we forgot to mention yesterday. I caught a little hell for that, believe it or not. Not from Halle. I wished I caught hell from Halle. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.